Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Steve, you want to know if your girlfriend Deb is the cheater? What's going on?
I'm at a loss, you know, and I don't want to just come out and, like, guilt her about it unless it's actually true, so I'm just trying to really just figure out what the heck's going on here. The short of it is she got a personal trainer,
mm-hmm.
and really getting into working out and all, and I love it. I think it's great, but he comes to the house, and every time that he's there, she wants me out of the house.
Okay.
I get it. You need no distractions. You want to just kind of get a workout in. I'm in a workout. I don't like being bothered and everything. I get it. This is our house. So, I mean, I live here too, and I don't want to have to leave all the time when this other dude's coming in to, you know.
See, like, because I'm very insecure when I'm working out. And I don't know if I would let Sterling watch me work out.
Yeah, it's kind of the first thing I thought of, too. Is like, and maybe the trainer asks.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, can you clear the house so that we can get...
See, this is why I have cameras in my home.
Oh, my God.
No.
And initially, I got that. You know, I mean, I understood. I was like, you know what? It's fine. I don't mind. I'll kill some time outside and everything.
Yeah.
Is it at night or is it during the day? I mean...
You know, usually after she gets home from work, so it's about like 7, 8:30-ish. That's kind of the timing and all. And I mean, it's just awkward for me because I mean, this is like my downtime, and I mean, now I'm basically being kicked out of the house.
Okay.
Right at the start of the night there.
Well, but you for sure. But sorry, Roy. Just because you're being kicked out of the house doesn't mean that you're being cheated on.
Well, no, but it is a little shady.
I don't know, but why would she openly kick him out and say, hey, there's another guy coming if she's actually cheating? Like, I figured if she was cheating, it'd be more sneaky. Like, you know, hey, I'm going to go to the gym and she's gone for 2 hours.
Right.
I have reason to believe this guy's not a trainer at all.
Really?
I'm just kidding. We'll get to the bottom of it, though, Steve.
All right. Appreciate it.
We'll call Deb, offer her a man package, I guess.
Yeah, we'll do like a couple's getaway.
Oh, that's good. All right, so make sure, Steve, you don't say anything on the phone until we figure out what she puts on the note for the couple's getaway, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Deb, please.
Oh, this is her.
Hi, Deb. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for you. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, I'm calling today because Flowers for You is opening a new division of our company, and we're doing an Instagram tag contest and giving away a couple's getaway, and one of your friends tagged you in our post.
Hey.
Yeah, we randomly selected your handle to get this man package getaway to the mountains. Is this something you'd be interested in?
Get out of here. Yes. Oh, my gosh,
that's
so cool.
Awesome. So I do have a mountain lodge for 2 nights. It includes champagne and dinner for two and a heart-shaped tub. Okay. I just need to know who you'll be sharing this package with, and then we'll call them next and deliver a little special message.
Okay. It's going to be kind of hard for me to get out of town.
You'll have a year to use this package. Is that something you think you could do?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Okay, that's perfect. Okay. I would like to send it to Scott. And you said I could write a message to him?
Yeah, really? we'll call Scott next and let him know that you won. You'll be sharing this with him. But what would you like us to tell him?
Yeah, what would you like him to tell him, Deb?
Hello? Hello?
Yeah.
Who's on the other? Hello?
That's Steve.
What do you want to tell Scott, Deb?
Huh? Steve, only if we got that note, bud.
Oh, my God.
I don't think we need to know what is going to happen with the note. She's on a mountain trip with this guy.
I assume Scott is the trainer.
He's my personal trainer.
A little more than that, apparently.
Why send the package and the romantic weekend to Scott?
Baby, I'm so sorry, but
you're sorry. How long has it been going on with this guy?
Like 2 months at this point of us spending time together outside of our workouts and stuff.
Okay, awesome. Well, that's fantastic. Is everybody else knowing about this or something? Or, I mean, you know, I mean, you decided to just spring this on me, or you're going to hide it forever?
I honestly don't know how to answer that question, but I mean, I can't believe you would do this on the public radio. Like, why
you can't believe I would? Are you kidding me?
Steve reached out to us for help. He had some suspicions. Let me tell you something, Deb. I was actually on your side. I thought there's no way you're cheating. I thought you're just maybe insecure about working out in front of Steve, and you're trying to do what's best for your body. And I gotta tell you, I'm appalled that you would do this.
You're not in this relationship. You're not in this relationship.
I'm not in this relationship, but neither are you. You're in a relationship with Scott.
Yeah, apparently not. You're not in this relationship either.
No, Steve, I am still in this relationship.
Deb, you were taking another man on a trip.
Okay, you know what? I don't know what to say.
Yeah, clearly.
To people right now, but yeah. I mean,
you can start with I'm sorry.
I am sorry.
Is that enough for you, Steve, to take her back?
Absolutely not. I mean, look, you're about to sneak out on some week long trip without telling me. No, I don't think a sorry is going to cover it there.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.